Happy to call your attention to Psalm 49 today. As we begin this new month, we'll be meditating on Psalm 49 and singing it throughout this month. Listen as I read this. Psalm 49, this is God's word. To the chief musician, Psalm of the sons of Korah. Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will disclose my dark saying on the harp. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity at my heels surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly, and it shall cease forever. That he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. For he sees wise men die, likewise the fool and the senseless person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and of their posterity who approve their sayings. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave far from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased, for when he dies he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lives, he blesses himself, for men will praise you when you do well for yourself, he shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. A man who is in honor, yet does not understand, is like the beasts that perish. Psalm 49 is very much like the book of Proverbs. It teaches wisdom to us. And in fact, the opening verses call your attention to the wisdom that is given in this psalm. And it's a wisdom that has to do with the foolishness of wealth and the shortness of life. I'd like to call your attention to three truths that this psalm gives and some two uses that you can give to this psalm. The first truth is that everybody dies. Just putting it bluntly, everyone dies. We don't like to talk much about this fact. We tend to ignore it, try to push it away from us. But until Jesus comes again, everyone will die. This psalm calls attention and even makes something of a list of those that will suffer death. And that list includes those who are wise and those who are foolish, those who are rich and those who are poor, those who are mighty and those who are lowly. Every man and woman will die one day until Jesus comes again. Everyone will be summoned to stand before the Lord's judgment. Second truth that this psalm embraces or leads you to embrace is that you cannot buy your way out of the first truth. You cannot buy your way out of death. You may think that you will be happy or that you will be able to even live forever based on your wealth. It's kind of a funny thing. We think that money can solve everything. And the psalm describes the mindset pretty well. Look at verse 6. You come to trust your wealth and to boast in the multitude of your riches. In verse 11, you put all of your effort into making more of your treasures. You come to think and to act like through these things that you will live forever, that your name will go on and on after generations. And it even comes to dominate your thinking in such a way that you ignore truth number one, that one day you will die. Then at the end of your life, the psalm says that you'll find that you've just traced a vapor. You've chased a vapor. That you've chased after those earthly treasures and you cannot take it with you. It's the way we've come to phrase it now, is that you can't take it with you. That's what verse 17 says. You die and your treasures do not descend to the grave with you. You carry nothing away. Your glory will not follow with you into the next life. In fact, you will dedicate your life to accumulating more and more, only to see that given to someone else. And in this case, that's not a good thing. It's not leaving a godly heritage to your children. It's describing the frustration of spending your life chasing after something, only to see it evaporate in the end, to be given to someone else. Even more pointed and right at the heart of the psalm, so powerful is the love of money that it becomes the basis of hope of eternal life. It comes through in verse 7. Truly, no one can ransom another or give to God the ransom for his life, because the redemption of their souls is costly. That betrays that thinking, that betrays that tendency to think that money can solve everything. Money can solve everything. But it cannot solve point number one, that you will die. It cannot ransom your soul from death, physical death, and it cannot ransom your soul from the eternal death of descending into the pits of God's eternal judgment. Even the richest person in the world cannot ever amass enough wealth to buy his soul from God or from death. Which leads to the third truth that this psalm puts forward. The only way to heaven is through the ransom that Jesus provides. In verse 15, the psalm leads us to confess, but God will redeem my soul. God will ransom my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. It's not possible to do that through money. In the New Testament, Peter says that your ransom, your redemption, is not through silver and gold of this world, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or without spot. This is the way that God ransoms your soul. This is the hope of eternal life. So that leads to two very simple uses of this psalm. The first is to take time to remember the price that was paid to ransom your soul. It's the price of the death of Jesus Christ for you. Meditate on that and never stop praising God for the ransom that was paid for you. But then secondly, let this psalm shape the way you think about money. I hope that you would be quick to say that you can't buy your way into heaven. Stated that way, it's like a no-brainer. Well, of course not. But if I were to ask you, then why are you so anxious about money? That's a different question. And it puts it in a framework where you might say, you know what? There's some truth there. It's a little bit like that dummy light on the dashboard of your car that's flashing when something is wrong. That if your anxiety rises and your blood pressure rises over the care of your money, the making of money, then there's some power of money that has taken root in your life. But this psalm takes it one step further. Not only do we become anxious about our own money, the psalm says we get anxious about somebody else's money. And there is an even more important warning light for you. So Psalm 40 says, do not be afraid when someone else gets rich. Do not be afraid when the glory of his house increases. And isn't that the case? That we begin to notice when someone else has something we don't have. Well, understand that warning light, the power of money that is rising. When he dies, he will carry nothing away, and neither will you. But God will ransom our souls. So let this psalm shape the way that you think about money, about your own money, about other people's money, about its use in your life, and the ransom that doesn't come from money, the ransom that comes from Christ. I'm glad that we can sing this during a time of a lot of economic uncertainty. And so throughout this month, we'll be singing of this use of money and God's ransom that comes in Jesus. Sing the first selection now, Psalm 49, Selection A. I invite you to please stand to praise God.